Hey there, and welcome to Cyberpunk Librarian. I'm Daniel Messer. As things go, I attend around 2 professional library conferences every year. I try and pick and choose very wisely so I get the most out of it, and the time and the money spent is truly worth it. The thing is, I've noticed that library conferences aren't all that different from other professional conferences, which aren't all that different from other conferences, say, a comic convention. You need to remember that it's been a long time since anyone looked at how a conference was arranged and said, "Oh my god, this is so groundbreaking!" Conferences have a given style, a form, and a design that makes it easier to get the most out of your experience, and that's what I want to talk about on this episode. See, I'm heading to the Polaris Users Group conference on Tuesday. Also known as PUG, this is a get-together of a lot of libraries who happen to use the Polaris ILS as their library management system. It's great because the focus is so exact and so pertinent to my job that I learn more every minute at PUG that I do every hour at a big ALA annual type of conference. But no matter where you're heading off to, there are a few strategies to getting the most out of your time at a professional conference or even at an anime convention. So here's an idea of what I do when I find myself in a foreign city at a library conference. I take a deep breath, I take a lot of notes, and I find the nearest pub. Because yes, all of that is important. This is Cyberpunk Librarian, episode 22, Conferencing. My name is Daniel Messer, your friendly neighborhood Cyberpunk Librarian, and hey, welcome back to the show that is all about exploring the intersection of libraries, technology, and living that high-tech, low-budget lifestyle. So, dear listeners, thank you for joining me again, and I was not lying. I am attending the Polaris Users Group Conference on, well, I'm flying out of Phoenix on Tuesday. I believe the conference itself proper starts for me on Wednesday, and I'll be there, you know, basically in Syracuse, New York from Tuesday through Saturday. If you happen to be a listener and you happen to be attending PUG, hey, hit me up on the Twitters or something like that. I am at Bibrarian. That's B-I-B-R-A-R-I-A-N. It's like librarian with a B. Wow, I usually say it at the end of the show. This feels really weird. Anyway, so Polaris Users Group is a great conference, and unfortunately this will be the last Polaris Users Group, because if you've been following the library news and the ILS news and tales of big mergers and things like that, Innovative Interfaces Incorporated, sometimes known as III, sometimes affectionately just known as Innovative, bought Polaris. So from what I understand, they're going to be folding PUG into their own Innovative Users Group thing. So this will be the last PUG, but I'm hoping that as we go forward, the PUG focus and the Polaris focus at the Innovative Users Group conferences remains there, because, as I said, I get so much out of PUG, not only because it's so designed to my job and so pertinent to my job, but because it's just a great conference. But I wanted to share some strategies that I use at almost any conference. Doesn't have to be Polaris Users Group. It can be bigger conferences, smaller conferences. Does not matter, because conferences from professional to Comic-Cons are arranged in a similar fashion, and there are different levels and different areas with different levels of focus in, you know, in those areas. So there tend to be things like a pre-conference workshop time where they have a specific focus, a very specific focus. Sometimes it's a class about just one thing. And depending on the conference you're going to, that could be, you know, a professional thing. Like, for instance, I believe at the Polaris Users Group conference this year, they have a pre-conference workshop on SQL and how you use SQL with the Polaris ILS. So this is a very specific focus. They tend to cost extra too. And since I am not a huge SQL fanatic, I will not be going to that pre-conference. But this isn't unusual. There are pre-conferences for all kinds of different things, and those tend to have a very specific focus. Like I said, they're basically like classes. After that, you get things like keynotes, which are big picture focus. So a keynote, strangely enough, might be given by someone who's not actually involved in the profession. They might have a tangential relation to it, but they're not in the profession itself. And this could be, you know, some kind of out-of-the-box thinking. This could just be a celebrity cameo at your conference. It could be many things. For instance, it's not unusual for authors to give keynote addresses at library conferences. Even though that author may not be a librarian themselves, they are obviously somewhat connected to the profession of being a librarian. So keynotes tend to have these big picture focuses. And then there are the breakout sessions, which are more detail oriented. These are basically classes. And the breakout sessions can be focused on whatever it is that you are interested in and what others are interested in. And then there's after-hours get-togethers, social things like networking and talking and making connections with other people in your industry or in your field. Now, there are other aspects of conferences on the periphery, like the so-called hallway sessions, which is just getting together in the hallway, and sometimes you meet some people who are interested in the same exact things you are interested in. And rather than going to the next session, you might wind up at a table in the restaurant or something like that, and just talking about what you do. That's sort of a hallway session where you just got together and have your own thing. And you're going to learn more at that than you might at the session you were planning to go to, because these are people that are actually involved in what you do. There are meal breaks, and the meal breaks itself can be very important, such as lunch. At almost every conference I go to, lunch tends to be a very important thing because you meet up with people and you go talk to them. You ask them how their conference is going and what are they learning and what have you learned and how does this interrelate? What do they do? And you make connections like that. It's networking. The same goes with morning coffee. Usually you'll get something to drink on the way to your first session or on your way to the keynote or whatever, and you'll meet and talk, because after all, the kind of the nice thing about a conference is that you all tend to be there for the same exact reason, right? So you've already got something in common with almost everyone around you, and that's not something that happens on a regular basis. So enjoy that and use that to your advantage and to other people's advantage too. So if you want to get the most out of a conference, the first thing you need to do is pick which conference you want to attend. I know that sounds rather obvious, but I've seen people who, you know, are presented with lists of conferences is like, I want to go to all of them. Well, some of those may not be all that interest, you know, all that direct to your area of interest or your expertise or your occupation. If you're a technical librarian, kind of like I am, then you'll want to go to things like an ILS users group or internet librarian or computers and libraries. You're going to be wasting time at conferences dealing with youth services or cataloging or circulation. Now then, it's not like the massive conferences like ALA Annual don't have things for you to do. So one thing to look at are the tracks. Big conferences will have sessions, talks, and events and things like that given to a specific track, like technology or teen services or whatever. So before you decide that you really need to go to any conference, it's not a bad idea to check the program and schedule from last year's conference to see what they had. Chances are they'll do something similar this year too. Okay, so you're interested in a given conference, so hit up their website, look at the program from last year, and whatever they have on tap for this year. Conferences are all different and unique, and some won't even post a schedule until a few days before the events. I've been to a couple conferences where the schedule went up sort of the day it started. Yeah. So checking last year's schedule will give you more clues as to what's going to happen this year. But if you can get a hold of this year's schedule, by all means. All of this has been leading up to actually the first thing you should do before going to any conference: set yourself a goal. It could be as simple as, I want to learn the most about a given topic that I can. It could be very direct. It could be very broad. But the goal basically gives you a focus. You'll know why you're there. And it often happens that you're faced with conflicting sessions or events on the schedule. Well, there's session A over here that looks really interesting, but session B might be better because it's more direct to what I'm learning about or why I'm here. You'll be able to fall back on that goal and pick the one that's best for you, right? So, got a goal in mind? Great. Let's have a look at this year's schedule and make a plan. Okay, so we need to make ourselves a plan. And this is fairly easy, and it's one of those basic things that so many people overlook because it's basic. So have a look at the sessions, the keynotes, the talks, the events, all of that stuff. Take a day-by-day approach to the conference, if it's a multi-day affair, and then take an hour-by-hour approach to each day. Many sessions and keynotes won't kick off until 8 a.m., which gives you time to get up, get ready, grab some food and coffee on the way to your first thing. Build in a meal time, and any decent conference will be planned around meal breaks anyway. Make a personal list of the sessions and events you want to go to, and that way you don't need to try and figure things out along the way. Me, I use my iPad and smartphone a lot at any conference. The iPad holds a PDF of the conference schedule. That way I can look at everything that's going on. While you need a plan, you also need to remain flexible. The last Computers and Libraries conference I went to had a cancellation, and it was a session that I wanted to attend. I was able to whip out the iPad, look at the overall schedule, and adjust my day accordingly. Since I use Google Calendar and my job's Exchange system, I put the sessions that I want to go to on both calendars most of the time. Since I use an Android phone, I typically drop it on both calendars for two reasons, one of which has to do with that Android phone. The first reason is my work calendar is totally open, library-wide. If a coworker is following me from home and seeing what I'm going to, then they can see my schedule right there in their own Outlook client. Beyond that, I put it on my Google Calendar too, so I get my alerts and notifications through Google Now. Both have their uses, and I typically arrive to the conference venue the night before things kick off anyway. It gives me something to do on the plane or that first night. Now then, some conferences will have a new attendee orientation of some kind or another. And that's fine and good if you think you need to go. If you think you should go, then you should go. However, I've noticed that if you've ever been to any kind of conference before, like I said, be it a professional conference or an anime convention, you'll figure things out pretty quickly. Conferences tend to have these similar designs and layouts and scheduling and events and sessions and so on. Have a look at what they're going to talk about, but really it's a conference, not boot camp. You can figure it out. If you think you should go, go, but if you feel you should skip it, you can do that too. So, you're at a conference, you've got your goal, you've got your schedule, you've got your plan, right? Well, don't forget you've also got flexibility. Don't hammer your plan and schedule into a tablet of stone. Be willing and able to change things up. For instance, at one library conference a while back, I met someone at a dinner get-together. We just went out with a bunch of friends. We talked, and she turned out to be a speaker at a session that was happening tomorrow. I wasn't planning on going to that session, but after talking with her at dinner, I decided to change things up and check it out. She wasn't talking far outside my purview, but now I knew exactly what the session would really be like since we talked about it that night, and it sounded interesting. You are there to learn things, so be ready to learn things that you weren't planning to learn. This kind of thing happens all the time, and it's an integral part of the experience. If there's something that comes up that looks interesting, dive in. It's a conference, not college. you're allowed to skip around your disciplines and learn something outside the norm for your profession. As Sheryl Crow once said, a change would do you good. Now then, meeting people. It's so much easier to meet people at conferences these days because all you have to do is look on Twitter for the conference hashtag. Chances are someone is tweeting about the conference and they're using a given hashtag. You can start tweeting to them and setting up all kinds of cool stuff from get-togethers to parties to dinner to lunch and coffee and so on. I know, it's weird having a computer geek cyberpunk librarian telling you to go out and see people in MeetSpace, but let me tell you a quick story about how a conference situation I was in went from bad to awesome. At this year's Computers and Library Conference, I happened to go out to lunch with a bunch of fellow librarians, just people that I knew through the grapevine or on Twitter, social networking. People that I actually knew in real life were there too, so we all went to lunch together, and one of the people in attendance was someone that I'd known online but had never met in real life, and she is an awesome library trainer and library technologist, and her name is Polly Alita Farrington. You've probably seen her books if you're looking into WordPress and libraries. There will be links in the show notes, my friends, at cyberpunklibrarian.com/podcast. Anyway, she was just one of the people at the lunch, and we talked, and she brought along a library box project that she had been working on, and I was really into that kind of thing, and still really am into that kind of thing. As a matter of fact, Library Box will be figuring into a upcoming episode of the show, but more on that during that episode. Anyway, we kind of hit it off. She's a very nice lady, very intelligent, and after lunch was over, you know, we said goodbye and I'll see you around at the conference, and that was kind of it. So, come the last day of the conference, everything's over, and I head for the airport. And I get to the airport, Reagan International as it happens, and I get to my gate for my flight, and I wait, and I wait, and we wait some more, and then the flight attendants leave the plane, and I knew this was not a good sign. And sure enough, about 20 minutes later, they canceled the flight. So I tweeted out my frustration, oh crap, my flight has been canceled, now what? And she happened to see it. So while I'm standing in line, waiting to figure out what's going on with my ticket, how am I going to get home, where am I going to stay that night, because that was literally the last flight out of Reagan that was going anywhere near to where I was going, namely Phoenix, Arizona. She and I are tweeting back and forth. Oh crap, I hear your flight got canceled. Yes, well, you know, these things happen, back and forth, and we decided to meet for lunch because she too was at the airport flying home. That's just a casual connection that you can make at a library conference. I had not met her before except at lunch, and we had an excellent time together at the airport just waiting for my flight and her flight to figure themselves out. These are the kind of things that happen at library conferences. Be free. Allow yourself to meet new people and take some time to get to know them. Because, hey, you'll find great colleagues in the field that you didn't even know were there last week. And that's one of the greatest things of all about any library conference. So, meet people. Say hi. Introduce yourself. Bring some business cards. Get to know others. It's fun. That person you meet today could be someone you help tomorrow with a project or idea, or vice versa. Most of these conferences have social events scheduled. Go to them, unless you have your own social events set up. Part of the fun is the new people and the new ideas they bring. And keep in mind that you are one of the new people to someone else. All of the stuff I've talked about is important, but there's something I think that is the most important part of attending any professional conference, and it's a central focus of both library work and the cyberpunk philosophy alike, and that is share what you're learning. While I was at Computers and Libraries 2014, I live-blogged my notes. Using my website at cyberpunklibrarian.com, proudly powered by WordPress, and a plugin from the people at WordPress themselves, you can easily set up live blog posts. The plugin is predictably called LiveBlog, and there'll be a link to the show notes, so if you want to pick that up. You don't have to live blog or live tweet everything you see, but share your notes with coworkers and colleagues. You didn't go to this conference just for you. At least I hope not. I hope you went to educate yourself and others. Me, I try to share with the widest swath of people possible. So if you happen to have an interest in the Polaris ILS and what's going on at the yearly users group meeting, then you should check out cyberpunklibrarian.com for updates. I will be live blogging my notes there again for this conference. Finally, you need to have some time for you. Chances are you're in a different city. Take some time to enjoy it. You're not conferencing into the night, or at least I hope not. Take some time to do a little research and find out some of the cool places to check out around the area. Maybe there's a good pub downtown. That's where you can meet more people. Maybe there's an awesome gallery. You could go by yourself or with others, but make a point to have some time for you. Professional conferences tend to pump a lot of new and exciting information into your brain, and that's fantastic. But taking some time to decompress so you can better process and assimilate that information? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that at all. So in a nutshell, be attentive, take notes, share, participate, meet others, be flexible. Things change, and that's why you're there. You're there to learn about the things that have changed, the new things, the way that people are reusing old things into new things. New opportunities pop up and sessions simply get canceled because someone got sick. Enjoy yourself, because professional conferences can be a lot of fun beyond the scope of just learning everything you can. It's kind of like a brief summer camp, but you get to sleep in a much nicer bed. And that about wraps up this episode of Cyberpunk Librarian. A little shorter than I had planned on, simply because this idea of doing a show about how to get the most out of a conference kind of dawned on me as I was getting ready for this conference. And I do have to finish getting ready for this conference. Like any good red-blooded American male, I haven't even started packing yet. I don't leave until Tuesday. I'll probably pack sometime Monday night just before I go to bed. That way I can forget something crucial in my luggage. That's not something that I do often, but it is something that I have been known to do occasionally. So, hey, hope you enjoyed the show and picked up some tips and tricks for getting the most out of your conference time and getting the most out of your conference dollar. These things usually are not free, so get what you pay for and get just a little bit more. That's exactly what I mean by living that high-tech, low-budget lifestyle. The music you're currently digging on is Electro-Funk by Stanko Baronia. I picked that up at Jamendo, where you can get all kinds of great tracks. Jamendo.com, that's J-A-M-E-N-D-O. Check out more by Stanko Baronia, and you'll find all kinds of great stuff in any kind of genre, even genres that you've probably never heard of. Jamendo.com, Creative Commons music, easy licensing, easy stuff, great music. Hit play. I guarantee you'll probably find something you'd like to listen to. Earlier in the show, we also heard Jigo Jidoku by DJ Jax. And at the very front end of the show, you heard Desire by Pascal B. Picked up all of those at Jamendo.com. There will be links in the show notes so you can go check out those tracks and more tracks by those artists. As always, the opening track is Belly Dance at Ebisu, which is by Ryo Miyashita. Pick that up at the Free Music Archive at freemusicarchive.org. With Jamendo, with Free Music Archive, you got so many sources for music that you can use for projects, podcasting, videos, whatever. Just drop a little credit to the artist because they worked hard. And if you liked it enough to use it, you should like them enough to give them a shout out. We are hosted by archive.org, great people doing great things, preserving the internet, saving all kinds of stuff on the internet. They did not invent the Wayback Machine, but they did make it slightly cooler than Peabody and Sherman. Check out archive.org, where you'll find videos from the Prelinger Archive, Let's Play videos of old Commodore 64 games that are so entertaining to watch people beat the things that I never could beat myself. You'll find vlogs, you'll find podcasts, you'll find all kinds of stuff. Archive.org, good stuff there. If you feel like making a little donation to something this year, make one to Archive. They're good people. And that about wraps up this episode. I will see you again in 2 weeks when we'll actually do the show that I planned on doing this time around before it hit me that maybe I should do a show about conferences since I'm going to a conference myself. You can pick up the show notes at cyberpunklibrarian.com/podcast. You can hit me up on the Twitters at Bibrarian. That's B-I-B-R-A-R-I-A-N. It's like librarian with a B, but I think I already said that at some point in the episode. I am on Google Plus at Deb. And what is it these days? It's Google.com/plus Daniel Messer. Yes, I believe that is right. And if you want to drop me an email, I am always listening on the emails to cyberpunklibrarian@gmail.com. So I am going to get out of here at this time. And if you happen to be attending PUG, I hope to see you there. Hit me up, drop me a message, drop me a line. We will find some place to eat, drink, be merry, and trade notes on what we're learning. But in the meantime, you don't have to be high tech to be low budget, but it certainly helps if you're a cyberpunk. Take care. I'll see you on the next episode.